Hello, everybody. This is Marshall Poe. I'm the founder and editor of the New Books Network. I've published several academic books, and one of the things I found frustrating is my inability to get them picked up in the press. There really is no PR service specifically oriented toward academic books. Recently, however, I had the opportunity to work with a PR firm in New York, RLM, on a book that I recently published. And I have to say, they did a remarkable job at a very low price. And this got me thinking, I wonder if the New Books Network and RLM could provide a service that would promote academic books. So the folks at RLM and I put our heads together and we came up with a package. It is specifically targeted toward people like you, people who write academic books. So if you're interested, you should go to the NBN website and click publish your book, and there you'll find some information about the services that the NBN and RLM are offering. What we really want to do is provide you with value for money. As far as we know, no such service exists. This is the first of its kind, and we really hope it is successful, and we hope that it helps you get the word out about your academic book.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to New Books in German Studies. I'm Julia Stetter, your host, and today we'll be talking to Janika Budde about her new book, Intercultural Female City Nomads. It deals with migration experience in German, Turkish, and Turkish contemporary literature, and also with its especially female perspective. Ms. Budde has studied German literary studies as well as English-American literary and cultural studies. She currently holds a postdoc position at Paderborn University in North Rhine-Westphalia. Ms. Budde, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. I wonder if you could start by telling us about the general perception of Turkish migrant women in Germany. That is to say, whether there are any misperceptions, and also about the main research goals of your book?
The main research goal of my study was to analyze literary representation of female migration, so to speak, which isn't this stereotypical image or this prevailing image of the Turkish women as being not really the agents of migration, of being the ones who follow the families or the husbands to Germany. And so it's not really a misconception, so to speak, but a very one-sided perception of female migration from Turkey to Germany. For example, I think most people don't really remember that in the 1960s, 70s, there were female Gastarbeiter, foreign workers from Turkey here in Germany as well. And I really wanted to focus on stories about this this different kind of migration, of different motivations to come to Germany, and where women are the agents of their migration.
So you're talking about the Gastarbeiter or about other migrants?
The Gastarbeiter is one figure here. It's especially at with Özdemir's protagonist, but there's also the exile, the female exile from Turkey, for example.
Yeah, I see. I guess it's a bit like in America with the Hispanics. It's also somehow difficult for, I mean, there are lots of prejudices, but I found it very interesting that you also show different women, so not only the working women, but also more kind of intellectual women. So in your study, you focus on three authors that all pay a special attention to different cities. Let's begin with Aysel Özakin. Could you first tell us something about Özakin and then say which city she presents and how she does it?
Özakin is basically well, this group is mentioned earlier. She's an intellectual. She was an established writer in Turkey. She was born in the 1940s, but she had to go to Germany as an exile during the military coup in 1980. And she lived about 10 years in Germany, and she did write in Turkish and in German about the the Turkish community in Berlin, basically. And I analyzed her. I think it's basically her last novel she wrote in Germany, because afterwards she moved to England and started to write in English, so quite a cosmopolitan author. The novel I analyzed was Die Blaue Maske, The Blue Mask, and it takes place mainly in Zurich. So Zurich as a kind of third space between Berlin as a place of exile of the autobiographical protagonist of this novel, and Istanbul as the city of the lost home, basically. Zurich here is more a city of reflection and recollection.
Very interesting. Now we had Zurich and Berlin, but you also deal with other cities. The second author you deal with is Emini Östermar. Could you also tell a bit about her and which city she describes?
Emine Sevgi Özdemir is probably the best known female Turkish German Turkish author. She's an author, an actress, a director, and she was born and was raised in Turkey, and she came quite late as a Gastarbeiter, as I told, for a short period, and then later she came as an artist to study German theater in East Berlin, and she started writing in her writing career as a German author, writing in German. And the books I analyze are quite autobiographical as well. So, of course, it's Berlin she talks about in her books, as well as Istanbul. These two cities, she's moving forth and between, basically.
And the third author you analyze is Asli Erdogan. Could you again, in a first step, present her and then describe her city?
Asli Erdogan is basically the most genuine Turkish author. So when I wrote my book is about Turkish Turkish contemporary literature, I focused on her here. She's a much younger author. She's born in the 1960s. And I analyzed the book City with a Crimson Cloak. And this one takes place in Rio de Janeiro. So it opens up a quite new perspective on Turkish migration.
Quite international transatlantic perspective.
Yeah, not this typical German or European Turkey, but there's this new office, this transcultural perspective and
For your analysis, the category of nomads is crucial. Could you explain how this term is to be understood within your book and how it shapes experiencing migration and identity within the text?
Yes. The nomad is a configuration of of identity politics, basically. It's, in my book, I'm more focusing really on a specific experience of global travel, of migration, so to speak. But it's also used for for example, in the context of Rosy Bradotti's theory, as a new configuration of identity, of subjectivity. And it's basically focuses on living in transit, but living kind of a homeless, uprooted life, but not in a negative a view or connotation, but it's a subject, so to speak, the nomad is a subject who can create his or her home everywhere, who is passing through, so to speak, but also situated him or herself somewhere. And this is connected with an ethical idea of commitment and responsibility. So it's not kind of egoistical aloneness, so to speak. It's really trying to connect with the people, in the new environment.
Okay. It seems also quite powerful to me, because this nomad, it's not like the stereotypes of this woman who sits at home and is dependent on her husband. So
yes, it's about agency a lot. It's about it's about identity formation. It's about agency and in a feminist context, about changing the outlook on femininity at the other. Yes.
Ah, I see. Interesting. Okay, concerning Özerkent's novel, the protagonist first moves around in Turkey and later comes to Europe, but is never really satisfied anywhere and never feels at home anywhere. Could you tell a bit more about why she has initially left Turkey and how her feelings change during the course of the narration?
Yes. As I said, this novel is quite autobiographical, so it's never really spelled out explicitly, but it's kind of the idea that she was arrested during this protagonist was arrested during the coup in the 1980s and has to leave Turkey. We don't know anything if she was arrested or if she kind of had to leave or was forced to leave, or she simply decided to leave Turkey, but she simply know that there is a knock on her door. We think it's the military, and the next paragraph she's flying from Istanbul to Germany. So that's never really made explicit, but we see that she has to leave the country to, because as a leftist intellectual, she can't longer live in this place, because what you said, she's moving around Turkey and searching for her place, so to speak, and she kind of finds it in Istanbul in this group of people and the cafes where she can be an artist, where she can be a writer and not has to be the wife and the mother, so to speak. And yes, she goes to into exile to Berlin, and in Zurich, she's kind of confronted with her past and thinking about if she really wants to go back to Berlin, or if she really, and she really longs to go back to Istanbul, to this their lost home, so to speak. And that's where I said she's really searching for something else, another place, another identity construction. So that's why I argue that this text is kind of a proto-nomadic text, where there's still this idea of exile and of homelessness as loss, but she's really searching for something else, and that's where the novel ends.
So probably she would have preferred staying in Istanbul, I guess, because Istanbul is also a great city, I guess, and quite international with these cafes you mentioned. Özdemir, artistry and theater, as well as language and irony, play a special role in her works. Could you describe how this is connected with the identity of her protagonist?
That's quite easy. The theater is the most important thing for her identity, much more important than something like nationality. She's and this is it's quite an expression of herself, the world of theater, the transnational aspect of theater. So the theater is the whole motivation for her migrating to Germany. So it's the most important thing for her identity construction.
And in Erdogan's novel, the protagonist does not really feel comfortable in Rio, but nevertheless decides to stay there for at least some time. And in your book, you claim that the underlying reason for staying in Rio has something to do with writing. Could you develop this idea a bit further?
Yes, of course. Writing and the city the connection of this two are as old as the city itself, but you're right. It's a quite strange relationship between the protagonist of Erdogan's novel and Rio de Janeiro, because she experienced all this violence in the city and the suffering of the people, the homeless people, the drugs, the war on drugs, basically. And Yeah, she's nevertheless fascinated by the city, and she can't really let go of it. And she herself is suffering. She's basically she has no job, she has no money, she's almost starving because she has no money, and she doesn't feel safe in the city, and she's shortly before becoming homeless herself. But she can't leave, and all the people say, why don't you leave? But she said she has she has to fight with the city somehow by writing, and that's what she do by writing, because she feels that the city has stolen her subjectivity, and she has to reclaim the subjectivity by writing about the city. And so like the writing is kind of a weapon against this city, and this city which she describes as city of death, as hell, basically.
And another major chapter of your book deals with conceptions of women in the context of migration, so especially the women, the perspective of these women. And unfortunately, we cannot talk about that in detail, but could you just give the most important results?
As I said earlier, nomadism is also a feminist concept of a different kind of female subjectivity, and it's quite the opposite of this metaphor of exile in feminist discourse as woman as the other, as so nomadism is more like finding this agency, find an agency in this otherness of kind of claiming this otherness for one's own agency as a woman. So quite an interesting concept, basically. And it's quite and the texts or the novels I analyze are quite different, offer quite different perspectives on nomadism. So it's like a proto-nomadic text. We have this nomadic text, a quite positive depiction of nomadism with Özdemir, and a quite, again, critical, more critical perspective with Erdogan's text. And so what this migration on nomadism, or this self-image as a nomad, as an exile, whatever, is always connected with the protagonist's femininity, with there being a woman as well. Yeah, and so here in the text, migration offers perhaps a possibility to rethink femininity, to try different kind of gender performances, but also migration is here a possibility to
break out.
To break out, really, that I was searching for. Thank you. So this woman who doesn't really fit in, so to speak, with the general gender norms in the first place, and that's why they have to kind of find a new way for themselves, and that's is going abroad as well. And so you can speak migration here is a topic of emancipation, and these are women who in their self-understanding as exiles, or especially as nomads, claim new spaces which are mostly connotated with masculinity, and which is migration as well. I mean, migration is highly connotated to be a masculine space or activity, and so it's this whole idea of redefining femininity and living another lifestyle as a woman, and one can't say that as well, that this the idea of the double other, as a migrant, as a culturally other, and the being another, being the other as a woman, really parallels in this text. And these protagonists have to kind of deal with these both perspectives on otherness and reclaim and form their own subjectivity during this our identity during this process of migration.
Yeah, okay, Ms. Brode, thank you for your time. It's been fascinating talking with you, and it's a really interesting book, so I recommend it. Yeah, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you again for having me.
Bye.